What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite to the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, the motivations to drive a man to put the mask on are as old as time itself. And one of the most basic reasons, infidelity. Like the man in this article found out about his buffarillo of a wife. Now, this article was published on the 12th of February, 2016. David Lancaster, jailed for sledgehammer termination of his wife. Peter Gabriel, report to the stage. This guy was like, I wanna be your sledgehammer. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man who terminated his wife with a sledgehammer because she was having an affair has been jailed for life. Gentlemen, when will there ever be a punishment for infidelity? When? Now, we all know a wife's infidelity is far, and I do mean far, more damaging and devastating than a husband's infidelity. Now, I know some people would say, oh my God, you're being unfair. That's sexist. Well, when you think of the consequences that a woman can have with her affair, no. And we know over here in America, there are some states in which a wife can go out, get pregnant by another man, and then bring that kid back to the husband, and the husband will still have to support and take care of that child just because they're married. Yeah, right. No. David Lancaster, 60, struck his wife, Helen, 54, 6 times with the weapon and smothered her with a pillow in their home in, wow, Tewkesbury, Gloucestershire. Man, I thought I was bad with Indian names, but damn, there are some British names that really throw me for a loop. The father of one took the sledgehammer from the garden shed before creeping upstairs. Bristol Court was told. Lancaster must serve 11 years and 9 months in prison before he can be considered for parole. Judge Neil Ford said a house owned by the couple in Lincoln, which was in Mrs. Lancaster's name, but had been bought by Lancaster with money he inherited, was also a source of quote-unquote further annoyance and upset for the defendant, who terminated his wife on the 30th of September. That right there is actually an even more interesting piece of the puzzle. The judge told him, quote-unquote, your relationship had been in difficulty for some time. You suspected she was having an affair with another man, and on the 20th of August, your suspicions were confirmed and you confronted her. And gentlemen, when you look at that swamp donkey, when you look at that buffarilla, who the hell was knocking her down? Okay, yes, yes. We as men can be dogs, especially if we're having a dry spell. Yeah, the fact that somebody was knocking down that behemoth. Yeah. Desperate dicks calls for desperate box. Just saying. He added, quote unquote, "I have no doubt that you began to contemplate, the benefit of offlining your wife. Helen had revealed to friends that you had accused her of stealing his inheritance, which, if his inheritance was in the house, but the house was in her name, and she was already cheating with somebody else with the possibility of divorce, then yeah, that would be a theft of his inheritance, indirectly." The judge told Lancaster, "You said you had been driven to commit termination by the way your wife had treated you and your daughter. You also said what you have done was less serious than what your wife had done to you and Amy. You have effectively deprived your daughter of both of her parents." After the attack, Lancaster fled the house, driving to a beach at Burnham-on-Sea in Somerset, where he was later arrested. He rang the police and confessed to offlining his wife and told them where to find her carcass. Lancaster pleaded guilty to termination at a previous hearing. Well. Once again, we have a situation of a wife deciding, you know what? I'm just going to arbitrarily cheat on my husband. Why is there no penalty for unfaithful wives? In my humble opinion, it's the fact that, unfortunately, we've gone too soft in society. We all know that people love to try to throw religion out, but only the cherry-picked parts of religion that where the man has to be, quote-unquote, subservient to the wife. Oh, especially in the American black community, they love to throw God out. Well, you know, God said this, that a man's supposed to love his wife and blah, 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 blah. But wait a minute. A wife is supposed to obey her husband. No, we don't want that part. We don't like that. But as we all know, one of my favorite verses, Leviticus 10:20. Yes, the wife, the adulterer, and the adulteress shall be put to death. But guess what? This guy, he actually enacted said Bible verse. He suspected his wife was cheating. He found out he had solid evidence and confronted her about it. And yeah, she was like, yep, what are you going to do about it? He was like, oh, okay. So he decided, let's go ahead and put on some Peter Gabriel. And he said, yo, I want to be your sledgehammer. And went upside her raggedy ass dome. Yeah, he made little head out of her big ass head, especially when you see the photo of this absolute buffarillo. What more can be said, gentlemen? What more can honestly be said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home, gonna give it a 10. Method of execution. Boy, a sledgehammer? Now, we know regular hammers can be used more than sledgehammers. So, yeah, We're going to just go ahead and call this the sledgehammer of slaughtering. I'm going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. Nobody was there, so I'm going to give that a 30. For the brutality factor, yeah, going to give that a 40. And I'm going to go ahead and throw in 20 for the uniqueness factor. Like I said earlier, regular hammers can often be used a lot more than sledgehammers, considering the sheer size of a sledgehammer. So David, Demolition Man Lancaster, gets a score of 145. I'm going to reiterate. Why do we live in a world in which female infidelity goes unpunished? In fact, it's actually rewarded, especially over here in America. Now, this went down in the UK, but over here in America, female infidelity is rewarded. Yeah. Yeah. A wife will go out, cheat on a man, can get pregnant by another man, bring that kid back to her husband, and that husband is forced by the gun of the state to take care of that kid. And there's absolutely zero punishment for the woman. What kind of fucked up system is that? Yeah, yeah. You will never convince me otherwise that a woman's infidelity is far, far worse than a husband's infidelity will ever be. Why? Because when a woman is unfaithful, first and foremost, she has to establish an emotional connection to the guy she's going to sleep with. That right there makes it worse. Because at that point, you know, she has to submit herself to that next man. Yeah. Ladies, whether you like it or not, sex is your submission to another man. Period. Point blank. And that's another reason why a wife's infidelity will always be way worse than a husband's infidelity. Yeah. Us men, you know, we're opportunistic cheaters. Woman says, hey, you know what? I'm feeling you. Let's just go ahead and do this. Okay, we can smash her out with no emotions attached. But when it comes to you ladies, oh no, you have to actually like the other guy. And then you have to submit yourself to the other guy. And that right there, yeah, when this man found out, that was beyond just terrible. That was the ultimate disrespect. And guess what? He took matters into his own hands. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there who really think that you're able to, quote unquote, have your cake and eat it too, in the world of deception and cheating, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power you think your deception is going to give you will go out. Feminism and the idea that a man is going to find out that his wife is cheating on him and he's not going to take matters into his own hands, that is going to go out right along with it. Because believe you me, there are many husbands out here who know that their wives are cheating, but they're still thinking in their mind, if only I could get away with offlining this woman. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am
welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.